Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's the DJV program. Howdy do. It's Tuesday, July 27th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues, cohorts, and friends, Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is off today attending some party with the Russian Prime Minister. Nah, that's not really what she's doing, but those Russians, those cheating SOBs. So what's the medal count now, Victoria? We're one ahead of the Chinese.
22 yeah. Total medals for the U.S., 21 for China.
Look at the we're
in first place now. China's second. Japan is in third place with 16. The Russian Olympic Committee, the sort of unofficial official Russian team, they're tied for third with 16 medals.
They made a mockery
from diving last night. They've got 10. Italy has 10. Australia's got 9, and South Korea has 7.
The Russians have made a mockery of this, the whole Olympic ban thing, because they were doping. So they sent another group under a different banner.
These are the athletes who are not doping.
I understand that. But they were banned. So what happened to the ban? There were 330 Russian athletes that are at the games.
They're actually not representening Russia. They're representing part of the Olympics committee.
Russia doesn't get these
medals.
Oh.
Individuals do, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And they have their own. I didn't really see their uniforms. I think they're just red, white, and blue, right?
It's not
punishing people who didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they.
I actually agree with this because Russia. Look, when we say Russia, we're talking about Putin, right? It's like when we say China, we're talking about the Chinese Communist government. We're not talking about the people or the athletes. And in Russia, it was punishment for Putin, who clearly those messages came from the top because, Russia has to dope, to get their athletes to be at this level. And then I think it's, these other athletes who are on their own, who are probably facing a lot of scrutiny, to be honest. I can't imagine this is an easy thing for them to go ahead without Putin's blessing. This is probably not something that their families are that comfortable with either. I mean, this is Russia and Putin. So I give them a lot of credit. It's pretty brave to say, well, I'm just going to go it alone on my own and still sort of represent part of my, of my country and doing it the right way. And they're still in fourth place. So, I don't know. I give them credit. I give the Olympic Committee credit for calling Russia out, but still allowing the individuals to not be punished, too. I think it's a good solution.
All right, well, that was a good explanation. That was good. Thank you.
Helped me
to put it in perspective.
I would like them to do that to China next, to be honest.
Yeah, China's a big bunch of cheating.
You can cite human rights issues. You can cite a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Are the Winter Olympics still going to happen in China?
Ugh, I don't know.
I can't imagine that going forward the way it is with everything going on.
You wouldn't have thought. Okay, so the Delta variant, apparently, Victoria, the Veterans Affairs Department, first agency, the federal agency, to make vaccines mandatory. How they're going to go about doing that, that'll be very interesting. The process will be interesting to watch. So what do you have to do, these people that work at Veterans Affairs, right?
Correct. So these are the healthcare workers who treat the veterans. And so the veteran, what happened was this, a group a large conglomerate of medical groups representing millions of doctors and nurses and pharmacists and healthcare workers, they came together and made one big group statement saying, we call for all healthcare and long-term care employers to require their employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. This is the American Medical Association, the American Nurses, 55 other groups all together in this big statement, which I think, if we take a step back, there are a lot of things going around on social media, kind of like jokes and stuff like, someone who barely could get out of high school science class is telling me that it's not safe to get the vaccines, but yet, 60 groups of medical professionals are insisting on it. For whatever reason, there just seems to be this backlash against medicine and medical groups and doctors and scientists, and I don't really know why that is, but I think it's an they felt that this was an important thing for them to band together and say, look, we're the ones on the front lines, first of all. We're the ones who are going to be treating your sick ass when you get into the hospital because you refuse to get a vaccine. So we want everybody to be vaccinated on the front line healthcare worker front. And so I think that that's an important statement. Then the Veterans Affairs, they stepped up and became the first federal agency to listen to this group and say, yes, we're going to make it mandatory for all of our healthcare workers. There are a few exceptions, you know, if you have certain health conditions or things like that. So it's not a complete, you know, mandate, but it's anybody who is, yeah, I mean, anybody who is, you know, healthy and doesn't have any sort of pre-existing conditions that would make a vaccine complicate things, then, yeah, then that's what they want. So they want a veteran. They said whenever a veteran or VA employee sets foot in a VA facility, they deserve to know that we've done everything in our power to protect them from COVID. So this, yeah, this made a lot of headlines that the Veterans Affairs group was the first one.
So when does it become necessary? This obviously, or I don't know if it is obvious, boss is the president, says, okay, everybody needs to do this. When does this trickle down into other departments is a question. I guess probably a lot of people would have that worrying for the federal government. So if you are and you don't like
good question.
The shot.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm wondering, though, who it is that really doesn't want the shot or like the shot when you see. I go back to my broadcasting friend, Phil Valentine, who's from your city.
That's making headlines now outside of the radio
everywhere.
World. Have
yeah,
you noticed?
Because he was such an, he said, don't get the vaccine. And now he says, get the vaccine. He made a big thing on his program of following that line that the people who are right of center feel, some of them feel like they have to follow it because that's the mantra. And it doesn't make any sense. Certainly didn't to him. He was on a ventilator when he's in the intensive care unit on a ventilator and was close to death. I think he's come back around a little bit on oxygen during the daytime now. Good guy, big, deep voice, thoughtful. I mean, he's not just another talking head. But he does, has always felt like he has to be the best right winger on the planet or in the, at least in Nashville. And he has big ratings on that station, right, Jay? You probably listen to that station, don't you, from time to time?
I do not, but I know other people who do.
Yeah. All right.
I hope he is okay. I hope he makes it through this.
Yeah,
it's
you
obviously
never want to see anybody go through that, no matter what.
And I know his family is worried about him, as any family would be. You know, it's a scary thing. It really is. And how old is he? Do we know?
I'm going to, from what I know of him, probably around 60, I'm going to bet, late 50s, early 60s, somewhere in there.
Yeah, and so many doctors are saying that people who don't even know that they have what we would call like a pre-existing condition, or as Dr. Jack says, a comorbidity, they don't know until it's too late, until they're in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And then the doctors say, oh, well, you know, we found that you've got such and such issue with your lungs, or something's wrong with your, you know, you have an arrhythmia or whatever it is. And all of that contributes when you combine that with COVID, and that contributes to people being in the ICU and sometimes being put on ventilators.
Dying.
So
well, sometimes dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Under the circumstances. So, all right, the other stuff going on with COVID, there are some moves afoot to provide you, if you've had COVID, what they call long COVID symptoms. So why don't we define that? Because there's the long haul, that whole business about what it is, long-term symptoms. What does all that mean? Because you're going to qualify, apparently, for disability from the government, but what is
in
it,
some
the,
cases,
these
yeah.
terms, these the long term or long haul. What
the
do
symptoms
mean?
Can vary. We have several friends who are still suffering from long haul symptoms, and it's been almost a year now. So it can include like chronic fatigue, brain fog, difficulty breathing, heart palpitations, chest pain, loss of taste and smell that doesn't come back, joint muscle pain, extreme headaches. That's another thing that a lot of people have. And the thing about the long haul symptoms is that even if your initial COVID experience is pretty mild, a lot of these people are still finding that they're just stuck with these symptoms in the long term. And it's really difficult to get rid of. Gwyneth Paltrow, at the time, I guess she didn't go public with having COVID last year, but she went public at the beginning of this year saying that, you know, she's now working with a whole team of doctors to try to do, like, a special cleanse, and she's on all kinds of supplements and vitamins and treatment because her long-haul symptoms just wouldn't go away. So it's affecting a lot more people than you would think. So Health and Human Services basically came out yesterday and said that on an individual basis, this is not some blanket thing like, oh, I had COVID, so now I can get money from the government. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
On an individual state, on an individual level, you may qualify under the discriminations policy from the American Disabilities Act. So the Department of Justice and Health and Human Services are working together on this, and they released new guidelines on how to categorize long COVID symptoms. So anyone who has this symptoms, has these long-term symptoms, you have to apply through this new program, and then they're working with teachers for students who have long COVID as a disability, things like that. A lot of kids felt that they couldn't, even in states where, you know, schools were open for in-person learning, a lot of kids were too sick to actually go back to school, and they just couldn't, you know, really get better. They found that 23% of COVID-19 patients have developed at least one persistent or new medical condition at least 4 weeks after the diagnosis. So those are the long haulers.
There's a bunch of statistics. Well, I don't know if statistics is the right word, but information floating around the last couple of days about how if you have COVID, and whether it's the long haul or whether it's the regular COVID, it's leading some scientists and doctors to suggest that you're going to have early onset Alzheimer's if you don't do certain things. It does something to your brain.
The inflammation. It's awful.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So nothing to mess with under
it. I mean, my friend's uncle had it, and he had a pretty bad case, and he didn't have any heart conditions before, but now he was left with, like, several different heart conditions that he has to treat now for the rest of his life. So, and that was just based on the inflammation that hit his heart from COVID.
So if you're vulnerable, like a lot of people are that are overweight, maybe the way to protect yourself, at least in part, from getting this or having the tough side of it attack you, is to lose that weight fast as you can, and then to keep it off permanently. The permanent way of doing that is with Calitrin, weight loss formula that has been endorsed here by me and by other people who are pretty well connected to information about how their body works. And it's always much better to use things, whether it be supplements, whether it be things that we are trying to take to make your body healthier, stronger. All natural approach is the best, and that's what Calitrin is. 100% stimulant-free, 100% drug-free, 100% all natural. The way to lose the weight and keep it off, keep that support going. You can go to toploss.com, which is the affiliation, if you will, for Calitrin, the website. And you can buy a 3 month supply, or you can buy as much as you want and get 3 months free using the DJV code. And use that code, the DJV code, get free shipping as well. Get it, take it, use it, enjoy the results. You will be very happy, like 86% of the other people are who have taken this for years. Calitrin, lose weight the safe way, keep it off. And check out how it all works with people who have gone through it for a long time by going through all the information that's there at your disposal, right? It's at the ready at toploss.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Trending time on the DJV program at 23 past each hour. We get into it with Jay Kirshner, who is here with the facts, the stories. This has been a big part of our downloads, the DJV downloads in the last couple of weeks. Matter of fact, still conversation about that. There was a picture that we were talking about, and that's in the download, a picture of Brittany letting a lot, if you will, hang out, so to speak. And then there's the continuing story of J-Lo and Ben. What the latest is that, well, that's in the download. But we'll also talk about that here coming up in a matter of moments. Check out all of the things that you may have missed conversationally in a concise form in our daily download. It's the podcast of the DJV Show at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start with everyone out there looking to catch up on some much-needed summer fun. Narrow it to all those summer fun seekers who got caught without sunscreen. Oh, for you, Walgreens now offers delivery in as little as 1 hour. From sunscreen to bug spray to snacks and toys, Walgreens makes it easy to get the essentials you need quickly so you can keep your summer going.
Right now, buy one sun care item from brands like Banana Boat. Get one 50% off. Unequal and lesser price. Valid through 9/4. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
All right, so we were talking about Brittany and the updated info on her and that discussion, along with a lot of other trending things at the download, the DJV download. But perhaps there will be more of that, given the fact that Brittany is back in focus. She's not really getting out of focus, right? Every day there's something new on Brittany, it seems, Jay.
Yeah, the latest is that she and her lawyer, Matt Rosengart, have filed documents to request Jason Rubin be the appointed conservator with the conservatorship over her estate, kicking Jamie Spears out. So they're not pushing to have the conservatorship ended just yet. They're just trying
to get
Jamie out.
Can they go to a different judge than has been? Can they go into a different courtroom to have different results? The judge seems to have been in the bag Wasn't that the case? That's what people seem
same,
to think, anyway.
That is what people think. It'll still be the same judge. I don't think any lawyers have petitioned to remove the judge. And she has, you know, I think because of all the public scrutiny, to be honest, is that, she, you know, she knows that her career is really in the spotlight. So that's why I think it's very suspect that right now she approves of Brittany getting rid of her court-appointed lawyer, that guy who was there for 13 years. Then she approves of Brittany having free access to the Internet, because she was censored in the past. And then she approves of the new lawyer. It was kind of like she, you know, had a really good day. And so she allowed all this stuff to happen, but none of those things were allowed to happen before Brittany spoke herself in court and before the Free Brittany movement started doing, you know, protests outside the courthouse. And, you know, and it, apparently when you're in that courthouse, you can hear everybody outside. So maybe there's some influence there going on because of, you know, she just wants to save her career.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to think. And Jody Montgomery, the conservator over her person, who also is in charge of the healthcare decisions, she's supposed to remain in place. They're not trying to get rid of her, but they do want to move the healthcare decisions to this new person, Jason Rubin.
That was an interesting move, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at the money, though, here. The money that has been, she had $210 million or more in assets, and now she's down, she got, what, about $3 million in cash? About $60 million in assets, and then there are the homes that are $8 or $9 million. That's a far cry from $210 million that these no good SOBs really managed to rip her off.
Well, the last lawyer, who's a court appointed lawyer, he billed her estate $3 million for 8 months of work. I mean, what lawyer? It's crazy.
You have the answer to that. What lawyer?
Yeah, exactly. Disbarred.
I thought second about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so the next hearing with Ruben coming in is set for December 13th, and Brittany said in the documents
that
she plans to attend.
Moved up
to
September
29th. Oh, that's
fantastic.
December 13th seems so ridiculously far away.
Yeah.
So September 29th, and Brittany is still going to be there. She still plans to personally attend.
Great.
All right, that's it. That's the update on Brittany. 28 and a half the hour on the DJV program.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Gonna miss you around here, Iris.
Olivia's best optometry technician is going back to school.
Did we get that new friend?
Her eye is already twitching about finding a replacement.
Ugh, this can't keep happening. We're gonna have to cancel appointments.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North and South Korea's leaders have pledged to improve relations and resume previously suspended communication channels between the two countries. The resumption of the hotline on Tuesday comes despite stalled negotiations between Washington and Pyongyang on the denuclearization of North Korea during the Trump administration. Two significant U.S. lakes, one of which is a major reservoir, are experiencing historic lows amid a drought. Lake Powell, the second largest reservoir in the United States, has fallen to 33% capacity. Utah's Great Salt Lake, the biggest saltwater lake in the Western Hemisphere, is at record lows that were set back in 1963. The Biden administration moved to further limit America's military presence in the Middle East. On Monday, President Biden met with Iraq's Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi and vowed to end America's combat mission in the country before 2022. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
As hidden taxes continue to creep into our lives, many middle and low-income families worry about the cost of gasoline and the price of everything that has jumped dramatically since January due to inflation. Now California lawmakers want to tax where you drive. More on the congestion tax, Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
San Francisco leaders are considering a move to pay to drive in certain neighborhoods. Though a proposed plan is currently being studied, a base fee of $6.50 could be charged to drivers who make an annual salary of over $100,000. Areas to be considered for congestion pricing include the Financial District, Chinatown, and Fisherman's Wharf. California gubernatorial candidate Major Williams tells Fox News he's against the idea of a congestion tax.
Imposing this kind of tax is going to limit business, local restaurants and shops, which have already been burdened for an entire year. So you have to question, like, why is this and why is it those areas that are most desirable that people would like to travel to?
Shortly after 9 p.m. Sunday night, reports started lighting up police switchboards about a fireball seen streaking across the Texas sky. Those reports came from all over Texas, including Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas. The American Meteor Society officially listed the event as 4002-2021. This was likely not part of the Perseids meteor shower because it was not traveling in the same direction and was going entirely too slow. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Absolutely prepared for another exciting event or two or three. You never can tell what these exciting events are going to be. We'll match you up with some of the ideas that are trending here with our folks on the DJV program. The inspiration that you get from listening to us, hooray for that. There are a lot of people who have sent me over the years info, ladies. Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Zoff today, who have said actually that listening to us rocks their world. It transforms their life. How about that? They wait hours every day to listen to us. That's pretty cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
So if the world seems hopeless to you, then listen to the DJV program. That's it. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. So the Olympics, we were talking about the medals and stuff, and I'm finding as I click around, I don't watch much television, and I'm pretty measured about what I watch, and I like to be distracted from whatever may have gone on during the day. So what I find interesting is that Peacock, which is the NBC, the new streaming service, doing very well. Ratings on the regular networks is not so great, apparently, unless I think that's what I'm reading into all of this. So there was a lot of focus on this Naomi Osaka, mm-hmm. who is the tennis player. That was pretty upsetting, apparently. She was knocked out in the third round. And again, I don't claim to be an expert in this stuff. I'm just looking at some of the names and trying to pronounce them, like Marketa Vondrozova. Is it Vondrozova? Vondrozova. I don't know, whatever. She's from the Czech Republic. She apparently did very well. And there was a... And the this was over the weekend, went through yesterday, but apparently she was expected, our player was expected to do very well, and she did. So, Naomi Osaka in Japan, but she lives in America. Was she American born?
No, she was Japan born, lives in America now, so she was playing on behalf of Japan. She's ranked number two, and she was...
So is that fair?
A lot of athletes do that, though. If you think about how many...
Look at all the NBA players.
Well, look at all the NHL players. They're all from, you know, Russia, Canada, wherever, Czech Republic. They all live here. So, yeah, that's very common.
Hmm. You think that's... But I go back to the question. Is that fair?
Well, yeah. If you're a professional athlete, that's where your job is. Sure.
But you're not supposed to be a professional. That was the whole thing. I remember when I was much younger, the whole business about basketball and the Winter Olympics and how finally they put together... After many years of discussion, basketball teams that were professionals, but it was not allowed. If you had, when I was a kid, if you were paid to play any game or sport, you were not allowed in the Olympics at all.
When did that change?
That's what I'm beginning now. I'm thinking back to when it changed. It may have been when I was in my 20s or 30s, but it definitely, I remember, and a lot of people listening to the program right now say, oh, yeah, I remember that. You could not... And whether this was the American rule or whether it was the International Olympic Committee's rules, you could not play if you got paid.
Then how were there any athletes in the games? Because it seems like everybody...
I think what made a mockery of that, Jay, was when the Russians were paying all of their athletes as sort of they were professional.
Isn't this the story
athletes?
Of the 1980, I want to say it's 1980, the hockey team, the Miracle on Ice, they call it. It was the American hockey team. They were all amateurs, and they went up against the Russians and beat them. And I think that may have been around the last time that amateurs were allowed to play. And then it went to, if you were a professional hockey player, then you could play. Right? My husband's a huge fan of that movie. Kurt Russell started the coach. It was a whole big thing.
Great movie,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that was the 1980 Olympics, right?
Yeah, I think it
was. So at least we know, as of 1980, there were still amateurs playing.
Yeah, yeah.
In 1986, professional athletes were given permission by the International Federation to compete in each sport of the Olympic Games.
There we go.
86. Okay, so, and now, Victoria, I was proven to know what I was talking about. How about that? My memory didn't fail me.
I don't think your memory fails you. I've never said that.
Do you think I just make stuff up as I go along?
Oh, right. Well, that's your imagination. That's not your memory.
I have a great imagination.
You
do. I've been able to tell all these great stories over the years. LeVar Burton made his debut as the next potential host of Jeopardy. Anybody watch this?
I have a DVR. We were out last night. I didn't get to see it yet. But I really like him. And I hope that he did well.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of fans who signed a petition. Where did that start, though? Where or how does something like that? You got 250,000 names that went into the producers. Hey, put LeVar Burton on. But who would start a movement? That must have been a grassroots kind of.
I think all petitions start with change.org.
They do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So some person had the idea, and this shows you what one person can do, apparently, right? It's kind of, we'll start this petition and see who signs on. And how do you know? I don't remember ever seeing anything on any email or anything that I am in contact with, someone requesting me to sign a petition from change.org. How do you get them? Have you?
I've signed a ton, yeah.
Have you?
Oh, sure, yeah. I guess if you wanted to sign up for, like, a mailing list of what petitions are up there, you can. But, I don't know. But, yeah, he got 200, like you said, 250,000 fans said, give him a chance. And
yeah.
So, yeah, apparently last night what happened was he's, as everyone knows, just because of the fan, he's sort of a fan favorite going into this. And an underdog, let's be honest. I mean, he's not the household name that all the other guest hosts are.
But he looks so different. Have you seen, if you watched it, his hair is gray. I'm thinking of him as a kid.
Oh, well, Reading Rainbow was in the 80s.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean he's an actor as well. He's done other things, but so apparently we won't know yet about the ratings, but apparently the score set a record for the lowest score ever in a Jeopardy match. So
this is part of what his first night was like. Yeah,
well, so the three contestants, the questions, I guess, were so hard that the three contestants were all in the negative. They were all in, you know, had negative scores at the end. So it actually broke a record for the lowest score of any Jeopardy game ever.
Can you imagine being on the staff, the writing staff for a show like that, or Family Feud, where you have to, there's a table, the writer, they call it the writer's table, and they sit around for hours and hours. And they come up with these questions in terms of Jeopardy. They have to come up with unique questions. Remember, this show has been on the air for, I think, like 34 years, 35, somewhere in there, close to 40 years. There, both those shows debuted the same night, Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. They've both been on the same length of time. I forget who the first host was of Wheel of Fortune, but he didn't last long. Sajak's been there for what? Woolery was it. Thank you very much. That's good for you, Phil. Phil had a save on that. Yeah, Chuck Woolery was a big game show host, but it didn't set well with Merv Griffin. So he found Pat Sajak, who was doing weather, I think, in Indianapolis, which is where David Letterman came from.
Yeah, Pat Sajak is such a weather guy, actually,
yeah,
when you think about it.
Yeah, he's a weather guy.
He's like the quintessential weatherman.
Yeah, yeah. And Alex Trebek was a local host in either Montreal or Toronto. That's where Merv Griffin found him. And the rest, as they say, is history. They both have worn those shows very well. Anyway, whether LeVar Burton... going back to the business about asking yourself, or not asking yourself, but having all of those people sit around a table and come up with the questions. And then I use that same... If you ever watched Family Feud... That show's been on the air for almost that length of time as well, with, what, three or four different hosts. But I think Steve Harvey's been the longest running now. And the questions they come up with, just you've got to rack your brain. It's got to be clever, creative, funny, you know, that kind of stuff. That's quite a job. It's a very taxing job, tough job.
Well, and the degree of difficulty as the questions get harder and more expensive, you know, on Jeopardy, I've often wondered how many people they must have on staff just to come up with those questions.
Yeah, dozens. You can be sure of that. Photographer and aviation enthusiast Ian Simpson is in the news. People talking about him. He's lived in England all of his life. One of his favorite things to do is photograph planes at Royal Air Force bases. I remember going to there's a place my former wife and I spent lots and lots of time in England. She was an Anglophile. She went to school there, and when we got married, it became a frequent haunt, and I love England. There was an Air Force base named Brize Norton that was near the places we went in the Midlands, Kidlington, where Richard Branson lives, and that whole area that's north of Reading. Anyway, the Royal Air Force has some fabulous bases. So anyway, this guy, a week or so ago, realized something wasn't quite right as he was watching the jets take off from the airport about 70 miles northeast of London. The base is run by the U.S. Air Force and home to the 48th Fighter Wing. It's the only U.S. Air Force F-15 fighter wing in Europe. Plane took off just before it got to where he was. A lot of flames and sparks started coming out of the back of it. He had worked for Boeing, this fellow Simpson that we're talking about, Ian Simpson. He was an aircraft designer. He listened to the radio communications between the pilot and the base to see if any action would be taken, but nobody seemed to have noticed what was going on with the plane. He heard the aircraft was set to refuel over the North Sea, realized the pilot was unaware of the problems with the aircraft, couldn't see it apparently. So he said, "It suddenly dawned on me they had no idea what was going on." So at that point, I called the base, looking on Google for the telephone number of the base. The operator connected him with a flight operations center, got in touch with air traffic control and the pilot, and then the wingman confirmed the damage to the plane's engine. He returned to the base. But anyway, I thought that was kind of cool.
Well, it was cute because there was a picture that was going around on social media that a week after this incident, Ian Thompson got to meet Major Simpson.
The pilot, yeah.
Yeah, Thompson and Simpson met, and so the pilot actually gave him the wing patch that he was wearing that day. He removed it from the sleeve of his jumpsuit and gave it to him. He basically saved his life. I mean, if he was headed out to the North Sea, and the plane would have failed, you know, at that point. And
It's kind of
I totally thought of you when I saw this story. I was like, oh my god, that would be Doug. He would be the guy like staring up at one of the airplanes.
Look up in the sky.
Something's wrong with your plane. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. I would do that too. 45 after the hour here on today's DJV program. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower or get out of the bathtub. Right. You wrap yourself in the best when you're using the MyPillow MyPillow towel set. I was about to say the MyPillow toilet set. No, it's the MyPillow towel set. These towels are made from proprietary technology that MyPillow has come up with. Makes the pillows, it makes the sheets, it makes the all of the things like these towels soft and durable. A 60-day money-back guarantee. Try these towels. Try everything in the MyPillow universe, in the MyPillow product line, the catalog. Try everything and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if it doesn't work for you, you send it back, get your money back. These towels are made with cotton grown here in our country, available in a lot of different colors. There is a set that has two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. That's part of the six-pack. Usually these things are priced at $109.99. Now, with the DJV code, you get $39.99. That's it. You can buy two, three for the price of what before was the price of one. Use that promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener's square. There's a page there, sort of a square. Use the promo code DJV. While you're there, you can see all the deep discounts on all of MyPillow products. Just look, and it'll tell you what discount applies once you say, okay, I want to buy these bed sheets, I want to buy some pillows, all of that stuff. Tell you what the discount is before you buy it. That's it. Check it out. Remember, six-piece towel sets for $39.99 now, as you need them, with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not matte.
Kobe's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need a madman with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, Luke, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time here on this Tuesday, the 27th of July, on the DJV program. Doug with Victoria Keelan, our expert when it comes to assimilating information and passing along, translating it, some of the things that will affect you, like the new e-bike act. We'll find out about that from Victoria, who's been studying this. So what's this bill all about?
Well, so this is a new bill that would offer Americans a refundable tax credit on the purchase of a new electric bicycle. This is introduced in the Senate by Ed Markey from Massachusetts, where you are, and Brian Schatz, who is from Hawaii. The bill is called the Electric Bicycle Incentive Kickstart for the Environment, or
Kickstart. Oh, isn't that clever? Oh,
yeah. So e-bike is for short. E-bikes are more expensive than normal bikes, typically costing anywhere from $1,000 to $8,000 for some of the more high-end models. They're becoming really popular, especially in, like, tourist areas where I live on the Jersey Shore. They're everywhere. So now they have the potential to basically replace car trips for a lot of people. A recent study finding that if 15% of car trips were made by an e-bike, carbon emissions would drop by 12%. That's a pretty big impact on the environment.
How do you carry your groceries on a bike?
Well, it's almost like a moped. Yeah. So you have they have baskets on them. So, I mean, you can easily zip to the grocery store, pop your groceries on the basket on the front, and, you know, you can pedal if you want, or you can switch it to electric mode, and they can go like 30 miles per hour. I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
So essentially, with this new bill, they say that e-bikes make a lot of sense for working people, younger people, people who can't afford a car or don't want to have a car. And so much like there was a similar House bill, this legislation would offer Americans a refundable tax credit worth 30% of the new e-bike's purchase price. It gets capped off at $1,500. So all three e-bike classes would be eligible for
tax
credit.
How much do these things cost?
They start at $1,000. They go up to about $8,000.
Would you buy one?
I don't even have a regular bike, so probably I'm not really the customer, but I know a lot of our friends have them. So, and they really like them a lot. A lot of people keep them at vacation homes. Like, my godparents live in Ireland, and then when they go to their place in France, they have them there. And so they ride them all over the island, and everybody kind of does that in Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. It's becoming really popular to rent them. So, in this sense, they say that one of the things that they do need, and this could be good news for people who are going to invest in this, but one of the things that needs to happen, according to numerous polls amongst people who would buy these, is that they say they need infrastructure, physical infrastructure, for bike lanes and safe streets. And so part of the reason that they're putting this bill up right now is because there's also $20 billion in President Biden's infrastructure proposal for safe street improvements, which includes bike lanes. And so if that all comes together, then I would imagine that this bill will pass as well.
I've become very conscious of the bike lanes lately. They seem to be, I don't know whether they're increasing or I'm just more noticing them, that they're there. But quite a few of them in this area of the world. All right, up next, Major League Baseball is going to do that involves technology right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so back at it here. What's Major League Baseball doing to try to keep the other team
from
stealing signs? Yeah.
Right, so we know that this has been a big, big issue. And so the MLB is trying to, starting on August 3rd, they are going to begin a testing, they're going to have a test period of an encrypted wireless communication device that replaces the traditional flash of fingers. And so the device is called, it's from a startup called PitchCom. It's going to be tested in the Low A West minor league first. It's a wristband transmitter for the catcher with 9 buttons to signal the desired pitch and location. That sends an encrypted audio signal to the receiver, to the pitcher's helmet, or to his cap. And so it goes between the catcher's helmet and the pitcher's baseball cap. And so it uses bone conduction technology, so there isn't actually anything audible. And so no players or coaches are allowed to use the transmitter. It's just the catcher and just the pitcher. And anyone else who tries to use the technology gets immediately fined. So we'll see how it goes. It might work.
Wow. All right.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.